You are listening to the Peterson Marketing Show, your number one source for marketing tips, business news, and how to change your mindset. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Peterson Marketing Show. I am your host, Joshua Peterson. And in today's episode, I interview Chase Johnson, where we talk about entrepreneurship, mindset, real estate, and marketing. Enjoy. How are you doing, Chase?
I'm doing good.
Want to get right into it. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself. What do you do exactly?
Yeah, so right now I work at a real estate company called Downtown Resource Group. We focus on condos in the Minneapolis area, specifically the North Loop. And I am the executive assistant to Joe Grenet, who is the owner of the actual company. And on the side, I run a little e-commerce business on Amazon called Blue Bear Health and Wellness. And we launched that about 2.5 months ago. So,
sweet, man. So, you know, I know you obviously are around my age, so we're both pretty young, and we're pretty young in this space. So can you tell everyone how you kind of got into where you are?
Yeah, so honestly, a good way, or kind of the main reason I am where I am, is I have a good friend, Isaac Keene, who has worked with a lot of people, and we always kind of have mingled with around the same amount of people. He's introduced me to a lot of people throughout my career. So, I remember Isaac introduced me to Joe about a year ago, and fast forward a year, me and Joe's relationship continued to build, and eventually he offered me a job, in which I obviously took, and that's how I kind of got connected with Joe, Goran, Dario. So the majority of people I've worked with have kind of been introduced by Isaac, which is awesome. It's awesome to have a connection like that in your life. So
yeah, awesome, man. Like, I mean, that you could say the same between you and me. You know, you kind of introduced me to TJ and Will, and you know, got me into that, into Twilight, and so kind of that kind of started my, you know, just everything, you know, into entrepreneurship and just, you know, opening my eyes with, you know, other opportunities. And, you know, I'm on my fourth business venture, you know, starting a marketing agency with like 6 people here at my university. So, you know, I think, you know, definitely it's like the same thing. You know, Isaac kind of introduced you with everyone, and then you introduced me to a couple people so it's kind of a win-win situation. But yeah, it's kind of played out really well. So
And I kind of feel like that's, especially at our age, it's a little tough to just, and intimidating to walk up to someone and, you know, get to know them right off the bat. Usually it does take an icebreaker or someone to introduce you. So I kind of feel like, especially at our age, like word of mouth is a great way to get in touch with people and develop relationships with people. It's a little bit, I mean, you could obviously go on Indeed.com and stuff like that, but I like the fact of like meeting someone organically and getting to know them that way.
Absolutely. And it helps that we were at high school together. I mean, we didn't talk very much in high school. We didn't do much, you know, interaction in high school, but you know, I think once that kind of, you know, was set aside, you know, we kind of followed each other on Instagram. You know, I'm sure you saw what I was doing with like my interest in marketing, and you know, you're like, oh, this is probably a good fit to transition into Twilight or something, and
yeah, exactly.
Recommend me. So that definitely that's a huge turning point in, you know, where I'm going. So you know, I applaud you for that for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just about, like, I can just tell you're motivated. I know you're someone that wants to work hard and, you know, do good things. So I'm like, why not this guy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's transition into talking about entrepreneurship, because, you know, I think you're studying entrepreneurship at University of St. Thomas, right?
Yeah. So I recently, because I struggled to maintain a full-time job and go to school for, like, sit in class for 4 hours a day, I actually go to Concordia now, and I do online school. So that's been awesome, because I can come home from work at 5:30 and then do homework until like 9, and then still like progress and have a full-time job, which is like my main goal. So, and it's awesome because Concordia is right up the road, and I can still go to study halls and, you know, go to teacher hours and everything there, but if needed. But for the most part, I do school from home.
Yeah, that's definitely smart. What do you value education-wise, like? Is that important to you, getting that degree?
Yeah, for sure. And I've kind of been toying, I guess, with the idea of like because I really believe in education when it's something specialized and something that you can trade on in the future. So I've kind of been toying with the idea of like actually pursuing a specialized degree that I could potentially fall back on. But that's kind of up in the air. But yeah, I do value education to a certain extent.
Yeah, I'd say my opinion on it, it's like, you know, I absolutely hate school, but you know what? Like, I feel like if I can get that degree for leverage, you know, in the long run and be, you know, just have leverage over anyone else if I have to get into a company and, or unless I build my own business and I don't have to worry about it. But, you know, if I do end up having to go to like some marketing or business or company or whatever, I'd have that leverage with that degree. But, you know, that's how, kind of how I see it for sure. So.
And I feel that education is great in the aspect of it teaches me much more work ethic. So like once I get done with work at 5:30, right, that's just the end of the first shift, you know, then I have to write a 5-page paper until 9. And I think if I just did the first 4 years of my career, just like working till 9, obviously working really hard, it kind of develops good habits of like, yes, I can get this much more done in the day. Because realistically, if I wasn't in school, I would probably come home, turn on Netflix and binge watch a season of Friends or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which obviously wouldn't be good for the long-term work ethic.
Absolutely not. And, you know, I feel like some people are just born with that work ethic anyways. You know, even if they have that extra free time, they're going to do, you know, if they have the drive, they're going to, you know, go and do some self-education or they're going to read some books or they're going to go and work on their business after their full-time job. And that's why, that's why I see a lot on Instagram and everything with those successful entrepreneurs. But as we're talking
about, you always gotta have a side hustle.
Yeah, exactly. And as we're talking about entrepreneurship, is that so you're running Blue Bear Nutrition? So
yep, Blue Bear health and wellness.
So
yep,
is that something you see, or like, do you in general, do you see yourself owning a business or just doing something in the entrepreneur space?
Yeah, and actually I think I'm pretty set on at least trying as hard as I can to pursue Blue Bear Health and Wellness and expand it. I was able to maintain a really good relationship with a supplier in New York. So everything can be supplied in America, and they also have a big line of products. So anything I want to, you know, supply and distribute, and I can work with them, and they're super easy to work with, and they're great people over there. So
that's awesome. Yeah, and I know there's some people that, you know, definitely talk about how, you know, having the entrepreneur mindset is something you're born with. Is that something you agree? Do you agree with that?
I believe to a certain extent. I wouldn't necessarily say you're born with it, but I would say it's something that you can develop through being raised a certain way. So a lot of the people that I've seen with really strong work ethics are people that, you know, grew up with parents that kind of valued work ethic. And like, for instance, me and my dad, like, Saturday morning was like mow the grass and like pull weeds and stuff like that, which was like, it sucked at the time, but I feel like without that focus on work growing up and that focus on like working hard and always working for what you get, I don't think I would be pursuing entrepreneurship as hard, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say I'm pretty the same. My dad was a Marine for 10 years and was in the Air Force for 17, so you know, he was really, really strict when it comes down to, you know, getting your shit done and don't make excuses and, you know, don't, you know, like, you got to work for what you want. Like, you know, I play a lot of video games in high school. So, you know, it's like, okay, if you didn't do this, you're getting your shit taken away, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then especially with grades and stuff. So, you know, that correlates to, you know, how much work are you putting in to get the grades that you should get, you know, and he would value, you know, C's as you're not trying hard enough. And you at least should be getting A's and B's. So, you know, having, I do agree with that, having strict parents or having the way you grow up is definitely, you know, can put you into that mindset of, you know, entrepreneurship, because, you know, it teaches you those values and those, you know, skills that you need to go through the entrepreneur journey. So, you know, I definitely agree with that. And yeah,
and that's not to mention for you, I know that you have a bunch of siblings, and I believe you're the oldest, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, you're obviously working hard, helping out your parents, you know, with kids, babysitting, different things like that, obviously growing up and taking care of your brothers and siblings. And so I think that's a huge thing too, something that I actually didn't have growing up, but I think that is something that for sure teaches you how to maintain a work ethic and
Exactly.
continue to drive and work hard.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I'm a big family guy, so it's like, I want to be able to support my family, so like having that as motivation to just like fucking grind and put my head down and just like sacrifice just situations and sacrifice having fun on weekends is just, something that's good to have for me especially. And any entrepreneur, like, that just helps you, put your head down and just work and go for what you want.
For sure, for sure.
So let's transition into marketing. I think you didn't you, did you start with some marketing stuff when you got into you did Twilight Marketing. So
Yes.
let's talk a little bit about that. What aspect of marketing do you like the most, per se?
What I like the most when I'm doing marketing stuff? That's kind of a tough question. To be honest, I love the client relationship part. And I love, I guess, presenting products to clients. So let's say I shoot a video and, we go out and we film it. And, let's say this person's never done a video before. A lot of times when I shoot a video, they've never done a video before. So we go out, we shoot the video, and, they kind of, you can always tell they're a little bit questioning, like, okay, this kind of feels really awkward. Like, I'm talking to a camera in, like, a hallway of a house, and it feels super weird, right? And then they're all worried. A lot of times they have not enough confidence, right? They're worried about saying too much, stuff like that. And it takes a lot of takes, right? So I oftentimes feel like when I shoot a video for a client, they leave the shoot and they're driving home and they're like, gosh, that went terrible. This video is gonna look terrible. And then when you send it to them, you're able to kind of manipulate the video and make them look a lot better than they are, I feel like, or not better than they are, but make them look better than they think they looked. So that's huge. I think when they see that for the first time, like seeing their face light up and them be super excited to post it and share it on a newsletter and put it in a blog, I think that's super rewarding and probably my favorite part about marketing.
That's
So I
awesome,
think the
yeah.
client relationship, yeah, for
Client
sure.
relationship. Yeah, I know, like, when you're shooting the video, you can definitely manipulate that pretty easily in the editing process,
Yeah.
because, I've had some times where I've recorded some shitty podcasts and I could just cut a lot of crap out, and make it sound better than it was initially. So, yeah, definitely. And so, are you doing any self-education at the moment? Like, do you read any books right now? Are you, watch webinars, YouTube videos? Is there anything you do exactly right now for
Yeah,
self-education?
so with me, I have been focusing a lot on mindset. And to be honest, I really, really struggle. You can ask Will how badly I struggle to read. I know it's obviously a big thing in life, but I kind of resort to podcasts. I know I have a lot of role models in the world. So I listen to their podcasts. My favorite podcast right now is the Mike Studd podcast, actually. And I listened to Short Story Long by Chris Path. And those podcasts really talk a lot about mindset, in which I've been getting into. And the funny thing is I've kind of been getting slightly into meditation. And I think the funniest thing about meditation is the fact that people always think it's so hard. And I just think meditation is super good for the mindset. And it's actually quite a bit easier than most people would think. So.
Yeah, exactly. I've tried that a few times. I just haven't really gone into it that much, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely. So yeah, I listen to the MF CEO Project. That's one's
Yeah.
like very motivating. I fucking love that podcast. It's so nice. So it's just so motivating in general. Like, he just doesn't give a shit at all with anything. He just like full on tells it how it is.
Yeah.
So I definitely, that's one I listen to. I also read a few books as well.
What are you reading right now?
I have The Crushing It that I'm still reading, and then The 10X Rule, and then I have a real estate investing book that I'm reading. And then I have a couple, there's an audio book that I want to read. It's the Rich Dad Poor Dad one, I think. I think that's
Yeah.
what's called. And then there's this one I found. It's like a marketing agency blueprint book. I think I'm going to get that and read that and kind of apply that to my new business that I'm working on with some people.
Yeah, yeah. So, another thing I wanted to touch on, for mindset, and if any of my friends are listening to it, they're gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, he's talking about tennis again." But so me and Isaac actually started playing tennis like
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that in your stories.
Yeah, so like 2 weeks ago we started playing tennis, and at first we were literally like brutal. Like it was almost embarrassing to even be out there in front of people. But we've gotten quite a bit better now, and we play from like 9 to 10 or 11 at night generally. So that's when the courts are free at Lifetime, so we go and play. But I've noticed like it's the only place, tennis is the only place where I can literally, my brain automatically like doesn't think about anything else in the day. Like the only thing I'm thinking about for that 2 hours I'm there is tennis.
Yeah.
So it's so refreshing. Like I come home and like my brain is off of like Blue Bear, is off DRG, it's off of, you know, everything in my life. Like I don't even touch my phone for 2 hours, which is like super powerful for me. So then I come home and I'm able to like relax and lay down and get a good night rest because I'm actually taking my brain off of the hustle and bustle of the day, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I never got into tennis, never
I
even.
would strongly urge like just you if you can just get into something that just takes, you know, about 2 hours of your day just to take your mind off everything, something you're fairly passionate about. And passion could be grown too, you know. It could be golfing, it could be water skiing, it could be something like that where all you're thinking about is just whatever you're doing right then and there. And it's amazing.
I think I would apply lifting to that. You know, I go to the gym, spend about 2 hours just in the zone, you know, lifting weights. You know, I'd say about that's probably what I use to kind of get myself away from
For
everything
sure.
else for sure.
Yeah,
So
that's a great one. And I used to be like that, but now for some reason, I'm just like I'm slightly losing interest. So I catch myself like going on Instagram or like refreshing emails. So like that's where I struggle with the weightlifting side of things. But yeah, by all means, like if you can work out and keep your phone in your pocket and just grind it out, like that's amazing too.
Definitely. Mindset is super imperative, you know, like it's good that you should always improve your mindset. So anyone that's listening, just that's the number one thing you should be doing is improving your mindset every day on top of other things. But like that's like the number one thing that I stress to pretty much everyone I talk to is just like, if you don't have the mindset, then you need to fucking focus on that shit and get it figured out, because you know, otherwise you're not gonna. If you want to be successful, you're not going to be successful if you don't have the mindset for it. So,
Yeah, for sure. And I think if you have mindset, work ethic, and any sort of communication skills, I think that you should be able to accomplish damn near anything you
yeah,
attack.
definitely, definitely, definitely. So I do want to transition to some real estate part, you know, just topic wise. Why did you decide to start working for Downtown Resource Group? I know you were offered the job and it was a no-brainer taking it, but why did you decide like instantly, like, oh, I'm gonna take this job at Resource Group?
When I first got the call from Joe, he was what they're doing is they're developing a project called Sable right now. So it sounded like they were getting a little bit overloaded with that and all their listings and stuff going into the busy season of summer. I was also in a point in time where the company I was working for, which was Syndicate Logistics, had just or kind of was in the phase of being sold to Wilson Lines, right? So my two biggest mentors, Goran and Dario, or two of my biggest mentors, Goran and Dario, were heading out of the business. So they were selling that and they were going to start a pizzeria. So I was at a point in time where I had to kind of pivot. And I think it was super good for me to kind of have my back up against the wall. Like, what am I going to do next? You know, like this business is being sold. And I want to maintain, you know, really good relationships and continue to progress my career. So where do I want to go with this? You know, so that was when Joe offered me or called me, and I was like, yes, I'm totally game for that. Met with him, you know, went over a few different contracts, stuff like that, and I came on board, and it's been awesome so far. The biggest draw, though, I would say, sorry, I got away from the conversation a little bit there, but the biggest draw for Downtown Resource Group for me was the connections and the people, because it's a company that's so focused in Minneapolis and focused in the North Loop and stuff like that. I was just super drawn to like, I want to meet 1,000 people a year. Like, I want to shake 1,000 hands this year. I want to go to events and just meet as many people as possible. Like, last night I went to an event and met like 10 people and like added people to my contacts. So eventually, you know, if I run into a road bump along the way, or I need someone's help, or need a new job, or need a gig to make it a little bit extra money, I have those connections to reach out to and branch out to.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome, man. And has real estate ever been like on your mind as something you want to do? Or is that like in the future or just like down the road? Or is that what's your
So,
opinion on the real estate aspect of it?
yeah, so I don't necessarily think I would want to be a real estate agent. I think I have a ton of respect for real estate agents. I think they make a ton of money. They do really good work. And there's so many of them, and they all do really well. So I think that if I was to do something in real estate, I would probably branch off and not necessarily be a real estate agent, but branch off and do something regarding real estate just because of the connections I have within real estate. And what I mean by that is, like, for instance, there's a company that creates like models of buildings that are going up, right?
Yep.
And they charge like astronomical numbers to like make a little like scaled down model of a building, you know? So you can kind of go up, see it, feel it, look at it, stuff like that. And like I think something like that, or potentially design, or working for a development company would be something along the road that I could branch into. But like I said earlier, you know, I think Blue Bear Health and Wellness is kind of what I really want to pursue now. But in real estate, that is another option.
Awesome. Yeah, I know, like I'm reading the Grant Cardone, How to Create Wealth Investing in Real Estate. That's the type of area that I want to pursue if I do anything.
Investing,
I
for
want
sure.
I obviously that will be something way down the road when I'm, hopefully making good money and then I can put it into real estate. But that is something I want to learn now so I can apply it when I am ready to do that. That's something, I don't want to necessarily be a broker either. I don't want to, I think real estate is insanely great to create wealth. But I don't want to be a broker. I think investing would be the way I would go, but yeah.
Yeah. And I actually read this thing. It was like the average billionaire owns like 9 homes, I think, or something like that. It's some crazy number where like
Yeah.
they're obviously every person with substantial amounts of wealth is heavily invested in homes, real estate, because with land and the world and even like just break it down to like USA, there's only a fixed amount of it. So it's always going to be going up in price as long as the population's rising, as long as people are continue to build.
Exactly.
So you know that real estate's a really strong investment, so.
Exactly. And real estate is probably the smartest investment you could make, because real estate isn't going anywhere. Everyone has to have a place to live, at all times. So it's like it's pretty easily self-explanatory, the most valuable and less risk-taking investment that you can make. So that's
Oh
why I
yeah,
want
for
to learn
sure.
about it and definitely apply that later in my life. But yeah, let's transition into, I know you said you had problem with reading. Was there any books like that like beforehand, or are you like trying to read any books, or are you
Yeah.
just focused on podcasts?
So I have read a bunch of great books. I would say I struggle with reading, but I do read, and this is a terrible number. Oh my God, I probably read like 3 books a year.
Yeah.
So I know that's not an amazing number, but one of the best books I've ever read is Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, who created Nike. And that is one of the things that inspired me to, I guess, get into, you know, the Blue Bear Health and Wellness and selling products online. And because just this, them creating the shoe and the speed blocks they ran into and their first like $1 million lawsuit was like insane. Like I just have no idea how Phil Knight was able to get through all that. And I think it was just like super inspirational to me. That book like left a heavy, heavy impact on my life. So that book was really good. And gosh, I'm trying to think of, I think that's probably the only book I read this year that's, I guess, worth talking about, but
Okay.
for sure that book is like 100%
Awesome.
one of the best books I've ever read.
Sweet.
Recommended by Will too.
There you go. Yeah, he recommended a lot of books when we did a podcast with when I did a podcast with him. He was just shooting out books like left and right, and I
Yeah.
was like, How do you remember these books? Like, I would not be able to remember any of these books, like, by.
He's wild.
Yeah, he's fucking insane, but
He
yeah.
layers them out. He came up to me one day and at the office at Syndicate Logistics, and he came up to me with like 9 books, and he slammed them on my desk like hard, like everything fucking fell. And I'm like, "What's up?" And he's like, "These are the Power Nine." He's like, "I went through my whole bookshelf. These are the Power Nine. If you read all these 9 books, you're guaranteed success. Guaranteed." It was just so funny. Like, I
Wow.
just remember that like it was yesterday. I'll probably honestly never forget that moment. So,
That's funny. Have you read one of those books?
oh, yeah, one of them was, I think, the Phil Knight book. And
Okay.
then How to Win Friends and Influence People is another one I've read from there. Gosh, it was like the one page mark. Gosh, I don't want to state something that's not in there because I'll get a text from him tomorrow and he'll be like, "What the heck are you doing?" So,
Damn.
but I know the Shoe Dog one was in there and the How to Win Friends and Influence People was in there for sure.
Sweet. Yeah, what, so I know your friend, you're good friends with Isaac, and he just sold or whatever his first $1 million townhouse. What was your reaction when you heard about that?
So I knew about it quite a way. Like, I was in the office when he was doing his interview and all that stuff, and I knew about it prior to it actually coming out. So I was super excited. Like, I was really pumped up, and it was hard for me to like not obviously spill the beans on it.
Yeah.
And we actually went and got the article framed too. So we got the article framed in like this super nice frame from MitreBox down the road, and it sits on his desk now, and he loves it. So
That's
the
awesome.
crazy story about that though is he helped a buyer find that $1 million listing, and then the next week he had a buyer that bought a $2.7 million listing. So
Oh, so.
there's no new article coming out, but like he shattered that right
Yeah.
like a week after. So
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, he's fucking crazy. Like he's gonna be really, really wealthy and successful down the road for sure.
for sure. He like talks about, he's like, "Well, like, shit, I worked every day for the last 365 days. Like, I hope something good would really come from it." So yeah,
Yeah.
he's super big into working his ass off and grinding for every dollar he makes too. So
Yeah, he started really early too, so that's that. Yeah,
yes,
he was doing it pretty young as well, so that's
yeah,
pretty cool.
everything takes time.
Yeah,
So
definitely. Is there any advice that what's the best advice that you've received from your mentors, if you can think of one?
yeah, so the funny thing is, so Goran actually just recently sent me this thing on Instagram, or he actually storied it, and I swiped up and I was like, "Dude, I'm going on a podcast next week, like I'm bringing this up, right?" So it says what to do before you're 30. So it's 10 things. It says work your ass off, become financially independent, travel as much as possible, develop excellent communication skills, start eating healthy, become more observing, develop multiple streams of income, be different, read a lot, and surround yourself with leaders. So I thought that was amazing. And I just thought it was amazing because I looked at it and I was like, I feel like, the people I surround myself with is really good. And I kind of went down the list and I feel like I'm doing a decent job of portraying the 10 things to do before you're 30.
Yeah.
Obviously besides reading, but but yeah, I think that that's really good advice. I think my favorite one on there is have to be like surround yourself with leaders too, I think so.
Yeah, I think, if anyone, like, especially our age, we're doing better than most kids, most people like our age that are doing now. Most people are just, not doing shit. So, you know what I mean? Like, I would say, like, if you think that you might not, if you think you're not doing enough, and you're like, if you're running some sort of business, or you at least have a couple mentors, or hanging around just a few of the right people, then you're in a good spot, because you're going to continue to increase that amount of, the group of people you meet, spend time with, that are in that mindset that you want to develop. So.
Exactly,
Knowing that
exactly.
you are in a good spot, but don't get satisfied with where you are. You want to keep improving on that, so.
Exactly. Another thing Goran taught me was he just said, he always told me, like, proximity is power, right?
Yep.
And I look back at my career so far, and I look back and, like, I was always within reaching distance of the owner of the company or or the leader of our group or something in that aspect. And I think that that proximity, like I think that's my best advice for younger people is like, forget about the pay, forget about the nice office and all that, you know, snaz and stuff like that. Like just focus on being as close to power as possible, because those are the people that are going to help you influence the rest of your life.
Exactly. And I'll throw another thing in there. So I'm a part of an entrepreneur association thing at my college right now. And so obviously I'm working on a marketing agency with like six people in that association. And I would say I probably have more experience than most of them. There was a guy that actually talked about his business yesterday at one of our meetings. He has a actually a real estate, what's it called? Remodeling website where like you can put in the square footage, you know, what kind of, you know, room you're remodeling, and it will give you the exact material you need and how much it's going to cost, so you don't have to keep going back and forth from Home
That's
Depot
amazing.
And stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it was his first meeting, so I was like, okay, shit. Like I didn't get to have time to go talk to him, but yeah. But other than that, like, you know, for me, I've learned so much in the last 8 months that I can definitely apply that to other people that I'm hanging around that want to have that mindset. So I almost feel like I'm a kind of a small mentor to some of them because, you know, I can apply the mindset stuff I've learned mindset wise to the people that I'm working with this marketing agency with. So, you know, yeah, like I would just say like, yeah, just constantly improve. You're younger, just constantly improve self-education, you know, develop that mindset, you know, read, get a mentor. One mentor is better than no mentor. So find at least someone that you can constantly have contact with, and just, you know, constantly improve in your craft, and don't ever be settled with anything. So,
yeah, for sure. And another thing that I always focus on too is I think when you're young, you don't have a lot of patience, right? So you might be kind of working someplace for a year, work another place for a year and a half, work into this place for a year and a half. I think it's super cool, and something that I've done is just always take a piece of your last job with you, because it does help you generate multiple streams of income. So like, for instance, when I was working at Syndicate Logistics, that's where I made my first ever video, right? Never thought I'd ever do video, right? So I'm got roped into just filming videos, right? So now I'm like, well, why not just film videos for different agents and people in the real estate world, right? Like I'm filming a video for Stoss tomorrow, right? So I brought that with me, right? And Goran helped me, Goran introduced me to the people at, people that I helped start Blue Bear Black Seed Oil with. So just bringing those pieces with me to DRG, and I'm sure if I was ever to leave DRG, I would bring a piece of DRG with me. So that's what helps create multiple streams of income, which eventually leads to large amounts of wealth. So
exactly. And also another thing that I preached to those six other people was that don't be afraid to work for free. Obviously don't get scammed, you know, from your work, but you know, like if you're in, you know, for me, like obviously I, you know, started with January Twilight. It's like, oh yeah, in like 4 months we're gonna start bringing in money, you know. And then we didn't, and it's kind of on the back burner right now. So it's like, sometimes you think that ideas might be making crazy amount of money in a few months, but they don't. And then, but if that happens, don't get discouraged, because you know, like I've always seen things on Instagram where the entrepreneurs are saying like, you know, you're going to fail and you're going to fail and you're going to fail and you're going to fail. And don't be afraid to not get paid for the first year or the first couple years that you do a business or whatever, you know, because especially if you do get paid right away, don't let that, like, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Don't get too money hungry when you do start seeing that income.
Yes.
You know, be smart with it. Personally, what I've said to for this new business that we're working on, any revenue we bring in right away, we should try
to
go right back into the business, at least at the start. And obviously a marketing agency, you can kind of be a little more lenient because you're not directly, investing anything directly when you start it. But
Yeah.
like when it comes down to programs or advertising or stuff like that, you want to right away, you want to usually invest all your money back into your business. And that's what TJ and I are doing with Fit to Give, is we're going to be invest we're investing everything back into our business. We're going to scale it, until it's a good time to start compensate comp bringing in compensation for, everyone. So,
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about Fit to Give. I know I've talked to TJ. I live like a block away from him, so I see him all the time, but tell me a little bit more about Fit to Give.
Yeah, so we just got into Tooth and Nail. I don't know if you've been in there. I haven't yet, but it's in Edina. So we've our bottles are on shelf there now. As well as we have our online website, and then we are going to probably be bringing in someone to do e-commerce for that later down the road. I don't want to
Yeah,
take I
for
don't want to
sure.
say too much, because TJ stresses me that we don't want to give out too much information.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no
But
worries.
yeah, that's kind of like the basics of what we're doing right now. I mean, we started the idea. I think I went up to Minneapolis the 22nd of August, and he shot me the idea when we were working for a bit. And yeah, we from there to now, so it's been about a month and a half, about 2 months, and we're in a pretty good spot, I would say, for our product, and we're getting nothing but good feedback. He's getting a lot of sales from his personal Instagram, from our Instagram. I think we're at like 110 followers right now on our
Yeah.
Instagram, so we're going pretty good right now. But I think if we just, keep working, we'll be a good brand for sure. I mean, I
For
think,
sure. I have a bottle.
yeah, I
I got
know.
the white one.
Yeah, I got that one too. But I saw that. Yeah, I think you told me about that when you got it. Yeah. So the bottles are really nice. I mean,
It's the best shaker bottle I've ever had. The only thing that bothers me a little bit is sometimes it sweats a lot. But obviously you're using it in the gym, so who cares if a little bit of water runs down it, So does my Yeti cup, so.
Yeah, and that's something that can be improved upon, down the road.
Yeah.
We can definitely work with the manufacturer and, see if they can upgrade the material a little bit, but
But yeah, the look of it, I love the cap, how it screws on. I mean, that bottle, that is honestly when I head to the gym and I have that shaker bottle in my hand, I'm like, this is gonna be a good workout. Like, I
Exactly.
know. This is it's motivating. It's oddly motivating to have that in your hand,
And it
It's
fit
weird. It sounds weird,
and it
but
fits with your lifestyle, like what you wear too. Like it kind of just flows with everything, pretty much, in my
logo is
opinion.
sweet too, with the dumbbell as the finger, dude. When I saw that for the first time, Will had it at the gym and I was like, no way, what is that? He's like, dude, Josh created it. I'm like, that's sick.
Dude, we
That is
literally
so sweet.
created it in like fucking an hour.
Really?
It was when I was there August 22nd. We literally, he was like, oh, we gotta make a logo. Fucking pulled up Photoshop, made the fucking logo. I think I started with I made like eight different logos to start with.
Yeah.
And there was one that I really liked, and I'll have to send it to you. I don't know if I still have it, but it was one I really liked, but TJ didn't like it, so I was like, oh fuck. Like what the hell?
Yeah.
And then we did this one. At first I didn't like it, but now it's kind of grown on me a little bit. But yeah, like I think we made it in about 2 hours, I would say.
And the
So.
quality is so good too. Like, I've washed this thing like probably 30 times. And like the logo is like not even near, it's like not even flaking off at all. Like this
Exactly.
is a good, it's a good blender bottle with the little window for the milliliters of
Oh,
water and stuff.
exactly.
Like
Yeah,
it's so sweet.
I definitely know TJ wasn't gonna go cheap on these for
Yeah.
sure, because obviously I love the loop is the perfect part of it. Because when you're just
Yeah.
carrying it, you just have the loop there. Because most shaker bottles, you're just gonna carry it by the whole, the bottle. But you just got the loop, and I freaking carry this thing fully loaded. The loop does not wear down at all, so it's
Yeah,
pretty high quality. So,
I just pulled mine out of the dishwasher. You probably heard me close it, but yeah, this thing's legit.
yeah,
I love this
definitely,
thing.
definitely. Yeah, and there's like more colors we can put on the store as well down the road,
Oh,
but
really?
yeah, I think there's like a red one we were looking at, red matte. I don't know about the other ones, but I'm sure there is plenty of other colors that you can choose from
Yeah.
that you can work with the manufacturer. But Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of space we can do, like cool designs and stuff down the road. Like we can.
And lead the causes. Like, I think it would be
Yeah.
super cool to, like, if you guys sponsored, like, something breast cancer and came up with pink bottles and, like, went
Yeah,
to, like, a breast
exactly.
cancer walk and, like, put up a stand and you could sell probably, like, flipping 100 units in one day.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be insane. Like,
Yeah,
yeah.
there's plenty of stuff we can do. I mean, we've only been going for what, 2 months now, so shit, there's the sky's the limit for what
Yeah,
we
it's
can do.
amazing.
I mean, if we've getting nothing but positive feedback, then we're gonna swing with it. So
For sure.
yeah, and definitely just being another thing that I preached myself is to be able to just help people in general. And I think this is a really really good business model that I like and I value a lot, because my goal in life is just to be able to help as many people as I can possibly can. And so this is a good gateway to be able to just get into that space, because you're giving back to these charities that help people in countries that don't have as much as we do. So it's pretty awesome to be a part of something like this, for sure. So
For sure, yeah, and any company with a bigger cause is always it has a bigger draw because people love helping
yeah.
others, and especially in today's society, like people really, really enjoy like making sure others are fed and making sure others have water and things to
Exactly.
drink water out of and everything basically. Like people love giving back, so.
Exactly. Well, is there any last remarks you want to tell the audience before we close this thing out?
Not really. I think we covered most of it throughout the podcast, so.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I appreciate everyone listening to this episode. Appreciate Chase for coming on the podcast, taking about 40 minutes out of his day to hop on. Make sure you guys check out the rest of the podcast episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else you can find podcasts on. And anyways, thanks to Chase for coming on, and I'll talk to you guys later.